Are Christians a threat to national security? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll have the answer to that question in just a moment. And then stick around because Bible translators are finding new ways to feed communities that are hungry for God's Word. Our first story. It took the government less than a week to quell Iran after violent protests erupted last weekend, after sending security forces out. By Wednesday, President Hassan Rouhani declared victory over the state's enemies. Peter Smith with Global Catalytic Ministries explains that right after announcing finding a major oil reserve,
the government of Iran chose to triple the price of fuel. The next morning, people began to riot in the streets. Unfortunately, over 100 people have been killed. And I've heard that over 3,000 people have either been arrested or injured because of all the protests.
And the protests went from anger over fuel prices to rage over government corruption. In turbulent times, it's the minorities that face increased scrutiny as the scapegoat for current troubles. In Iran, the government sees Christians as a threat to national security.
Well, I think what's happening among a number of house church movements is they're just waiting to see what happens with the protests. But they're also anticipating they may need some new strategies to reach out to people because of the unrest.
So will this revolution end in change? Well, it's something to pray about, says Smith.
Hopefully in 2 years, when we look back at this situation that's happening today, that will hopefully allow us to see some new strategies that God will give us in order to reach more people inside Iran for Christ.
Meanwhile, the Asia-Pacific region is home to roughly two-thirds of the world's population. That's an estimated 43 million deaf people. And most deaf ministries agree less than 2% of this group knows Christ. So Deaf Bible Society is teaming up with another deaf ministry called APSDA to reach Asia-Pacific Deaf for Christ. Through an interpreter, Deaf Bible Society's Tanya Polstra tells us they're working with APSDA on scripture engagement.
They're very careful to develop their own curriculum that fits culturally, and we support them in providing that training.
Training ensures deaf people know sign language scripture exists and how to access it through Deaf Bible Society's tools. However, Polstra says it goes beyond the basics.
Deaf are oftentimes see for the first time how they have a calling to share God's word. They realize that the Lord speaks their language. They realize that the Lord values them. They are seen. They are no longer invisible.
Pray Wisdom for Deaf Bible Society and APSDA as they plan scripture engagement training sessions. They're working in 9 countries right now and hope to start in 3 new countries next year.
The world has already labeled what a good leader looks like, but Christ has given us the authority to his people, and that includes the deaf.
And Wycliffe Associates is a veteran in Bible translation ministry with over 50 years of experience. One thing they've learned is that in order to be a good Bible translator and printer, you have to be a good listener first. Bruce Smith with Wycliffe Associates says they work with local church partners to understand the unique obstacles they face for access to scripture and how to address those problems. This is especially important in hostile areas. For example,
we had a design for an online tool for Bible translation, and they said, look, it's got to be offline. So that helped us adjust in that direction. We talked about their needs for printing, and most historically, printing has always been done internationally, shipped through customs and all that kind of stuff. And they said, look, we can't do all that. We're going to have to be able to print it locally. So we created our print-on-demand strategy. So we've just maintained a posture that said they know best what their local situation is, and the best thing we can do is listen and respond to those unique demands and challenges that they're trying to overcome.
Through empowerment of a local church, God's word is going out.
It's hard for us to grasp the thirst for scripture that exists in these places. And I think it's just because they've been living in darkness and in hopelessness for so long that when the light of the truth comes in and when hope comes in, they naturally seek it and are very active in pursuing it.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.